Jesus' name. Well, it's good to be back in the Lord's house, first Sunday in this new year, and we are honored to have you. Hopefully, I agree with Brother Jackie, hopefully soon this sickness will be past us. And if I didn't shake your hand this morning, don't be offended. Just say thank you. I'm trying not to pass it on to you. And but hopefully we'll be able to get back to shaking hands and hugging necks soon. If you take your Bible this morning, go to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. While you're turning, if you would, please pray for Kevin Rochester and his family. Brian was Payne, 22 years old. Kevin's stepson, Payne, 22-year-old young man, passed away this past week. And so if you'll remember them, I know they sure could use the prayer. Also, Tommy Cannon texted me this morning. His wife, very sick, so pray for them, if you would. 1 John chapter number 5. Good to have Miss April Sharp and her daughter Sarah, better known aka Sassy. And what a fit name that is. But no, they are dear, dear friends of ours. And her husband is Brother Travis Sharp. And he, we met in Augusta. Brother Travis opened a homeless shelter. And God opened a homeless shelter through Brother Travis and his family. And it's just amazing what all God done there. And then Brother Travis went to Alabama and began doing that under bridges and really took it on the road, basically, and went from place to place. And now they're building a small village to house homeless people, and just doing a great work. And but they have been dear, dear friends of ours, and so we're glad to have y'all, Miss April, Miss Sassy. You've been seated a while. Let's stand to our feet. We'll reverence God's word and stretch your legs a moment. 1 John chapter number 5. If you're there, say amen. Verse number 4. The Bible says, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Thank you for standing. You can have a seat. We began Wednesday night and really just dealt with introduction, dabbled a touch on the first point, preaching on the subject, living in victory. And I don't know about you, but 2024 had its ups and downs and good times and bad times, but I would have to be, if honest, if I was being 100% honest, I would have to tell you that I was not what I should have been. I was not what I wanted to be, spiritually speaking, in 2024. I didn't grow as much as I wanted to. I was not as faithful as I wanted to be. I didn't witness as much as I wanted to. And so we all have, this being the first Sunday of the year, you have a opportunity to change that for this year. And so do I. We have a brand new year, and today is Sunday. So I hope you'll set it in your mind, and I don't get into New Year's resolutions and all that, but But I hope that you will, for yourself and for your family and for your church and ultimately for the Lord, make a vow to God and to yourself and to your family and to the church and say, by the grace of God, I'm not going to miss church this year. I'm going to be there every time the doors are open unless I'm sick or whatever, but I ain't laying out. I mean, I'm going to be there. Because the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. And so you've already started out perfect. You're doing great. And so, but not coming to church is not, I hope everybody knows this, coming to church is not the whole of the Christian life. That's not the entirety of the Christian life. You can go to church every time the doors are open and still not mature as a Christian. It requires more than that. And I'm preaching on the subject, living in victory. How many of you, at some point in your life, just got tired of losing? You wanted to win. No matter, I mean, you wanted to be a faithful Christian. You wanted to be a what most would consider a good, faithful, godly man or godly woman. And time after time, you would sit out reading your Bible and say, I'm going to read my Bible every day, and I'm going to pray every day, and I'm going to give out gospel tracts and witness and give more and do more, and then fall short of that, and it only lasts a short period of time, and then there you are. And there's a sense of defeat that comes along with that. If you meant business, and when you said, Lord, I'm going to give you my all, and I'm going to be better, and then when we quit doing that and you realize it's been days and days and weeks even since you've opened up the Word of God and got down on your knees and prayed. And boy, the devil, the Bible said the devil is the accuser of the brethren. And so he will tempt you and say, hey, you go to church plenty. You go to church so all the time, and it ain't going to hurt to lay out this one time. Don't you know you're sick, and don't you know you don't feel good, and you're tired, and you ain't got to read that Bible every day, and you ain't got to pray. And he'll tempt you into not doing those things, and then as soon as you fail to do them, he jumps on the other side and begins pointing the finger and accusing you and say, look what a failure you are. Look, God don't want anything to do with you. I mean, you failed God. And he plays that game ultimately to defeat us and to steal from us. What's the Bible say about him? He come forth but to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so he's trying to steal your joy, and he's trying to steal our victory when God has clearly, as we just read, the Bible said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And so the devil knows if we have victory in our heart and we are walking in victory, that we will be overcomers when it comes to this world. And so with the help of the Lord this morning, and I'm not going to go back and re-preach, but I believe every Christian can live in victory in 2025 by understanding and following the following truths. And number one, I'm going to just hit a highlight or two because we dealt with some of it Wednesday. But number one, you say, preacher, how do I live in victory? Well, number one, you do it one step at a time. You do it one day at a time. Many times in my Christian life, I look back and I think at the times in my, listen, in my immaturity, being young and being not at all mature, I would set big goals, and I would look at the Christian life, and I had the mentality that after I failed the Lord so many times, I would say, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read the Bible every day, and I'm going to know everything there is to know about this Bible. I'm going to do it every day. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to give out so many tracts every day. And then, before I knew it, I done quit. I done give up. And listen to me, I say that because I looked at the Christian life in such a way that it began, my mind began telling me that I guess the only way you can live in victory, because I was living in defeat. When you set goals, how many of you have already set some goals maybe to lose weight in this new year? You ain't got to raise your hand, but I have, and I was doing pretty good. And then I preached about it Wednesday night, and yeah, Deb, thank you, Mom, for the message. She sent me watched the service Wednesday night and heard me talking about how my buttons wouldn't button no more, and how they used to be all tight, and now they were so far apart, me trying to pull them together. They'd say, hello, hello, hello. And my point being, I was doing pretty good. And then somebody, I won't call names, bought a peach knee-high and put it right in front of my nose, opened it up, and, don't that smell so good? I said, you sorry devil. I said, get thee behind me, Satan. No, I didn't say that, but... And then at nighttime, it's like I already been to bed. I mean, like done won the battle. And in the bed, and I could smell the Nesquik and the milk all the way in the front of the house calling my name. And I ain't going to lie to you. I got up and I found it. And I poured Red Label whole milk to the brim, and then I just poured and poured and poured Nesquik all in it, and then I downed it, and it was so good. Oh, it was so good. And then immediately I felt defeated. I said, I ain't even made it a week. I ain't even made it a week. My buttons ain't even moved toward each other. And I done failed. In the Christian life, it's the same way. None of us are going to bat 1,000. None of us are going to do it perfectly. That's why Jesus came, because he was the only one that could. Thank God he did. However, according to the verse we read, We can live in victory because he has given us the victory. He said in verse number 4, he said, not verse number 4, he said, and this is the victory that overcometh the world.